Hello, fellow writer. This is Dr. Marianne DiOrio, your virtual writing coach, welcoming you to Write Your Heart Out, a series of podcasts for writers. Today's podcast is titled Self-Image and the Writer. Years ago, when I first began writing professionally, I stumbled on a simple secret that literally changed the course of my writing career. The secret was this: a writer will never achieve success beyond the level of his or her self-image. Self-image, or the way you see yourself, is perhaps the single most important factor in a writer's quest for success. Self-image has everything to do with how we think, and how we think has everything to do with writing success. I'd like to suggest 7 keys to help you program your writer's self-image for success, not failure. Key number 1. When negative thoughts about your writing ability assail you, refuse to entertain them. When I was a fledgling writer, my internal conversation went something like this. Negative voice. Who do you think you are, calling yourself a writer? Everything you've written so far has been rejected. Why don't you give up before you make a fool of yourself? After all, it takes special talent to be a writer. And unfortunately, you don't have any. Me. Yes, I guess you're right. If I really had talent, editors would be clamoring for my work. After all, rejection slips don't lie. I'm just not cut out to be a writer. I may as well quit and do something else. That negative voice sounded very convincing, especially after I had just received yet another rejection slip. But when I realized I didn't have to listen to that negative voice, I began taking the offensive against it by applying key number 2. Replace all negative thoughts with positive ones. Nature abhors a vacuum. As you sweep negative thoughts out of your mind, you must replace them with positive ones, or the negative thoughts will return with even greater force. So, when the negative voice challenged me, I began talking back to it. I would say, I am a writer. Not only am I a writer, but I am also a successful writer. An amazing thing happened. The negative voice backed off. Key number 3, you will eventually believe what you repeatedly hear. The Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing. Whatever we hear often enough, we will eventually believe. So make sure you are hearing the right things about your writing. Key number 4, your mind is the original computer. What you program into your mind is what will show up in your life. Program your mind for success. Key number 5, you create your writing future with your tongue. Your tongue is the programmer of your mind. The words you speak set the course of your writing life. So watch your mouth. Key number 6, visualize yourself as a successful writer. Define what writing success looks like to you, then picture yourself achieving that success. Key number 7, affirmation without action is dead. You can speak all the positive things you want about your writing, but if you don't back up your words with action, nothing will happen. So, there you have it, 7 keys to achieving a self-image that will result in writing success. Now, start using your keys. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more podcasts for writers as I help you to get from where you are to where you want to be in your writing life. If you have any specific questions about the writing life, please email me at Dr. Marianne, that's MARYANN, at MarianneDiOrio.com. This is Dr. Marianne DiOrio, your virtual writing coach, encouraging you to keep on writing your heart out.